I'm not going home alone, 'cause I don't do too well on my own. Written and read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tianguan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Fengxin and Muqing. Characters include Fengxin, Muqing, Xilian, and Huacheng. Rated E for explicit. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting, Alternate Universe, College/University, 7 Minutes in Heaven, Friends to Lovers, Porn with Feelings, Oral Sex, Dirty Talk, Praise Kink, Hair Pulling, Top Muqing, Bottom Fengxin, Background Hualien, Background Beef Leaf. Summary: Muqing ends up stuck in a closet playing 7 Minutes in Heaven with Fengxin, of all people, the man who annoys him most. But he doesn't truly detest the situation. He takes the opportunity to get Fengxin alone and underneath him, in a position where he can control him properly. It would be a lie for Muqing to claim he did not want things to turn out the way they had, though it wasn't where he'd expected himself to be when he initially agreed to attend Xilian's birthday party. His current situation being stuck in a dark, cramped closet with his obnoxious classmate. He couldn't see the other man, but he could hear his breathing. The narrow space of the closet was quiet in comparison to the loud music playing downstairs. He leaned back against the wall, arms folded over his chest. What kind of college students played 7 Minutes in Heaven, anyway? Wasn't that supposed to be a teenage party game? It hardly qualified as a game in the first place. It was just an excuse for people to make out or touch each other. It wasn't as if Muqing was in the closet with Fengxin voluntarily. He'd simply gotten the short end of the stick when their group of friends spun a bottle in the middle of the circle, and it stopped to point in his direction. When they'd spun it again, it landed on Fengxin. After ushering them upstairs, they'd been left alone together. It was unclear what everyone expected to happen. All they ever did was bicker over every little thing. Why would it be any different with the two stuck together in a small space? But it was different this time. Ever since the door had been shut on them with Qing Xuan promising he would return in 7 minutes, it had been silent. No fighting, no insults, nothing at all. Muqing was prepared to speak up and break the silence himself, and so he did. "Well, are we just going to stand here?" Fengxin shifted in front of him, probably giving him a curious look.
"Do you want to do something?"
I don't know. You're so quiet for once. It's weirding me out." Truthfully, Muqing was starting to feel his nerves creeping up on him. Fengxin was someone he argued with on a daily basis. They didn't typically share quiet moments together. It made his thoughts start to run a bit wild, made the silent air feel deafening in his ears. They had met the year before as sophomores through their mutual friend Xilian. At first, Muqing found him annoying. Hell, he still found him annoying. But not for the original reasons. The first few months of knowing each other had him sneering at Fengxin's traits. The stoic expression constantly painting his face. The noisy way he consumed food. His opinions on everything. Even the way he walked 2 steps ahead of Muqing. Curse him and his stupidly long legs. But somewhere along the way, he found himself wanting to engage in more than just a bout of squabbling. His eyes would linger on the toned muscles along his arms, wondering how his hands might look grasping Muqing's hips. He'd stare into those sharp brown eyes a bit longer than necessary, passing it off as an angry glare during their arguments. It was a logical conclusion. Nobody would think it meant anything more. Fengxin was annoyingly hot. Muqing often fantasized about Fengxin's lips, swollen and bitten and parted to let out ragged breaths, opening more to allow Muqing to slip his tongue inside, pressing him firmly against the wall, his thigh nudging between his legs. But thoughts were only thoughts. Mooching wanted to see the real thing, and now they were put into a situation that made it impossible to ignore the desire coiling in his gut. Fangxin let out a sigh.
Well, it's not like we're locked in here. We can just leave. You don't have to force yourself to stay here with me.
He could hear shuffling, a hand being placed on the doorknob. It made Mooching panic for some reason. Before he knew it, he was wrapping a hand around Fangxin's wrist to stop him. He felt him freeze in place.
Oh, son, I'm forcing myself to be here, Mooching said. Last time I checked, you hated me.
The word hate made his heart pang. It sounded so harsh rolling off his tongue. Suddenly, Mooching felt like every interaction leading to this moment had given the wrong impression. They argued a lot, and Mooching rolled his eyes at the other 20 times a day, but hating Fangxin wasn't even a possibility.
I don't hate you, Mooching said.
There was a beat of silence, then a bit more shuffling.
Good, Fangxin said. For the record, I don't hate you either.
Mooching nodded before remembering it was too dark to see.
Thanks, he said sarcastically.
It made Fangxin laugh, and some of the tension lifted.
So,
Fangxin shifted his arms slightly, making Mooching jolt and retract his hand. He folded his arms again, feeling heat spreading over his cheeks. He was suddenly thankful for the darkness. The last thing he wanted was for Fangxin to tease him about it.
Have you ever done this?
Fangxin asked.
Done what? Been stuck in a closet as a game, I guess.
It wouldn't be the last thing on my list of experiences, Mooching mumbled.
Well, that's fortunate for you then.
Mooching cocked an eyebrow, not understanding where he was going with this.
What is that supposed to mean?
Fangxin hummed thoughtfully.
If you were a complete virgin, you'd be asking me to give you your first experience or something.
Well, I'm not a virgin, and what makes you so sure I'd ask you anyway?
We both know which of us is more practiced.
It would only be natural for me to help you out if you asked. Mooching was becoming increasingly more annoyed. It was the typical feeling he got whenever words started flowing from Fangxin's mouth. He brushed back his long ponytail and took one step into the space between them.
You seem so sure of yourself, Mooching said. But who's the one with more experience pinning someone down? What? You think it's you?
Fangxin said with a laugh.
You want to bet on it?
He felt shifting in front of him, and then there was warm breath fanning his face. It made a shiver travel down his spine.
And what would the winner receive?
Fangxin said.
Aside from the satisfaction of winning, that could be decided later. But what I can tell you...
Mooching leaned in slowly, boldly letting his hand drift up along Fangxin's arm and over his shoulder to settle against his neck. He felt a slight tremble under his palm. It made the corner of his lips quirk.
Is that I would have you begging me to fuck you?
There was a sharp intake of breath. Neither of them moved closer nor backed away. Mooching didn't know what response he expected, but he didn't expect there to be no response. Fangxin actually seemed to be speechless. It was very out of character for him. As much as he wanted to comment on that fact, he was too focused on the proximity between their faces, on the way Fangxin seemed to be leaning in closer. Mooching felt his own body starting to mirror the movement, sliding the hand on Fangxin's neck around to brush his fingers through his short hair. Fangxin hummed, and one of his hands came up to tentatively settle on his waist.
Mooching, I...
Time's up! Qingxuan's bubbly voice exclaimed from the other side of the door before it swung open, revealing the man himself.
What have you two been up to?
The question died in his throat when his eyes landed on the sight of Mooching and Fangxin, whose faces were separated by a mere few inches, hands resting questionably on each other. Mooching suddenly felt the urge to murder his friend. He shot a glare in Qingxuan's direction, dropping his hand from Fangxin's neck down to his side.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I should have... I mean, I didn't actually expect... Nobody expected you two would...
Ching Xuan babbled. Mu Qing sighed and pushed his way past Ching Xuan. His face was burning. All he wanted to do was escape the surprised expressions being directed his way. It was too much. What had he been planning to do anyway? Kiss Feng Xin? It seemed as if Feng Xin had been intent on returning it. And then what would have happened? It was just some silly 7-minute game. There was no time to do anything of actual significance. Once they were all downstairs and seated back in the group circle on the floor, Mu Qing realized that he wanted something significant to happen. He wanted to get Feng Xin alone and put his pretty lips to use. They were sitting opposite each other. The group had moved on to playing Cards Against Humanity, but Mu Qing's attention wasn't on the game. The party had strayed far from his mind ever since being stuffed into the closet with Feng Xin. His gaze flickered over to Feng Xin and lingered on him more often than not. Each time, Feng Xin's eyes would widen and he'd avert his gaze, apparently already looking at him. Mu Qing couldn't help wanting to explore that reaction. The next time their eyes met, he smirked. The subtle change in his facial expression seemed to hold Feng Xin's attention. Good. He could work with that. Mu Qing had his legs crossed in front of him. He dipped his chin down while keeping eye contact. Sliding a hand over his thigh, he let it slowly descend inward. He stroked the area languidly with his fingertips. Feng Xin's eyes tracked the movement, throat bobbing noticeably. When he looked back up, Mu Qing cocked an eyebrow, mouthing, "What?" at him. Nobody else seemed to notice this new method of communication going on between them, though it could hardly be considered a conversation. It was mainly Mu Qing trying to work up Feng Xin from a distance. He tapped his fingers on his knee, handing off a white card every now and then. He wanted to at least pretend he was paying attention to the game. But the only thing on his mind was the image of Feng Xin stripped of his shirt, lying back on a bed with his wrists pinned on either side of his head. Feng Xin was looking more and more unsure of where to place his hands. He switched his cards between each hand, shifting to place the other one on his thigh, then on his lap, then behind him to lean on it. His face was tinged a light pink, eyes flitting between his cards and Mu Qing. It brought a curl to Mu Qing's lips. After about 20 minutes, the game came to a close. The group was starting up a new game, and Mu Qing stood up.
"I'm not joining this one," he said, turning to make his way to the kitchen.
There were some hummed words of acknowledgement, but nobody commented further. Right before he passed through the curtain separating the kitchen from the living room, Mu Qing looked over his shoulder. He narrowed his eyes and smirked at Feng Xin. Then he disappeared into the deserted kitchen. It was only a few idle minutes of Mu Qing repositioning some empty beer bottles before he heard someone brush past the curtain. He didn't need to look to know who had joined him. A hand settled onto his hip, and it made Mu Qing melt as he fell back against the firm chest.
"Wanna get out of here?"
Feng Xin's smooth voice murmured into his ear. Unable to resist any longer, Mu Qing turned around in his hold and dragged his face down into a searing kiss. The gasp that left Feng Xin's mouth was swallowed by Mu Qing. It wouldn't matter much anyway. The chatter in the living room was loud enough to cover up any sounds coming from the kitchen. Their lips melded together effortlessly, like it was the most natural thing to them. Mu Qing linked his arms around Feng Xin's neck to pull him impossibly closer. He felt hands grasping both of his hips in response.
"Let's go,"
Mu Qing said, managing a reply. They broke apart only for Mu Qing to turn him around and push him toward the doorway. Feng Xin offered him a questioning look.
"I don't want them to start whispering about us," Mu Qing said. "Go tell them you're leaving. You drove here, right?"
"I Ubered.
I'll come out in a few minutes. Just wait for me."
"Okay, then. But we're not going to hide this from them forever, right?"
Feng Xin rubbed the back of his neck, stepping a bit closer.
"I mean, Mu Qing, I'm not intending for this to be a one-time thing. I hope you know that."
A warm feeling spread through Mooching's chest. He was relieved to hear the genuine care in his words, but he felt impatient at the opportunity awaiting him.
Of course we won't keep it from them forever. We'll tell them eventually. But for tonight...
He closed the distance between them to weave a hand through his hair, tugging him down to speak into his ear.
I just want to fuck you senseless.
Fengxin's breath hitched, and Mooching released his hold on his hair. He waited, watching expectantly. It looked like it physically pained Fengxin to turn around and exit the kitchen. After counting off 7 minutes, glancing down at his phone to check, he strode out of the kitchen. Fengxin was nowhere to be seen, obviously having followed his instructions. Mooching approached Shilian, who was leaning back against Huacheng's chest, the man draped comfortably over his shoulders. There was a bright sparkle in Huacheng's eyes, which was rather uncharacteristic for him. But of course, even someone as rude and sarcastic as him could be tamed if it was at the hands of soft and sweet Shilian.
Happy birthday again, Shilian, Mooching said. Thanks for inviting me. I'll be going home now.
Shilian shuffled himself out of Huacheng's hold, getting to his feet. Huacheng did not look pleased at the loss, eyes narrowing up at Mooching with a look of annoyance.
Thank you so much for coming and celebrating,
Shilian said, wrapping Mooching into a hug. Mooching stiffened, never having gotten used to his overly affectionate nature. After a moment of hesitation, he slowly brought his hands up to return the hug.
No problem, Mooching said. It was fun.
Shilian released his hold around him, continuing to talk to him. But Mooching couldn't really focus on what he was saying. He was too busy glancing past him toward the door, wanting to join Fengxin as soon as he could. But he didn't want to be rude, so he allowed Shilian to tell him about the results of the game they had just played. He felt eyes on him, looking over to see Huacheng still sprawled on the floor, staring at him. His gaze flickered between the door and Mooching a few times. Eventually, a sly grin made its way onto his face. Mooching looked away, cheeks starting to burn. Why the hell was he looking so smug? As if he'd figured something out. Shilian finally stopped talking long enough for Mooching to bid his farewell before beelining for the door. Once he was outside, he stopped and searched for Fengxin's parked car. Just as he was about to make his way over, he noticed movement in the shadows. At the far end of the porch, there were two figures huddled together against the wall. Upon further inspection, his eyes slowly adjusting to the dark of the night, he realized it was Qingxuan and Heshuan. His eyes bulged when he noticed their lips tightly melded together, hands grasping desperately at each other. It was known that the two were friends, or at least Qingxuan insisted on the term, but never had Mooching seen such an interaction between them. It seemed the relationship between the two ran deeper than the surface showed. Heshuan's thigh grinding forward between Qingxuan's legs and forcing strange sounds from him was enough to solidify that assumption. Feeling like he had just witnessed something he wasn't supposed to see, Mooching descended the short staircase and crossed the pavement. Approaching Fengxin's car, he grabbed the handle of the front passenger door and opened it, seating himself on the cold leather seat. As soon as he shut the door, a hand cupped his jaw, pulling him forward into a kiss. Mooching moaned almost instantly, reaching up to clutch at the side of Fengxin's neck. Their lips slid together, teeth clacking in their haste to eliminate the distance between them. There was only so much space to move with the console jabbing into their sides as they leaned over it. But Mooching wasn't about to let that stop him from tugging Fengxin even closer, hand fisted in his hair. Fengxin sighed, sliding his own fingers into Mooching's hair and pulling. It forced a strangled moan from his throat, and Fengxin pulled back to look at him.
"What's this reaction?" he said, voice lilting.
He pulled a bit harder this time. Mooching attempted to stifle his sounds, but to no avail. He was rendered helpless once Fengxin placed his lips on his own again, tugging all the while.
"Fengxin,"
Mooching groaned. He pushed at his shoulders.
"Come on, drive. I have plans for you."
Fengxing didn't release his hair immediately, a cheeky grin forming on his face.
And what's wrong with this plan, Are you not enjoying this?
I am, but I would like to take this somewhere I can have a bit more elbow room. Somewhere I can pin those annoying hands down properly, he thought.
Fengxing hummed, leaning in a bit closer.
Really, Muqing, you don't want to be trapped in a small space with me? As if we weren't about to do this exact thing in that closet earlier.
Fengxing's lips ghosted over his own without actually pressing forward. The sensation made Muqing shiver, and he almost wanted to give in, but he was determined to have his way tonight. He pushed Fengxing back into the driver's seat. After buckling his seatbelt, he settled into his seat, letting out a huff and folding his arms.
Drive!
Fengxing let out a short laugh before placing his hands on the steering wheel.
Fine.
The drive took around 20 minutes. Muqing felt antsy the entire time, fingers digging into the space between his thighs and seat, itching to put them on Fengxing, but he couldn't distract him while he was driving. Fengxing didn't seem opposed to a bit of normal conversation, despite the tension hovering between them. He chattered on about his classes from the previous week, but Muqing couldn't pay attention to anything other than the way his forearms flexed whenever he squeezed around the steering wheel. After parking and then climbing two flights of stairs, they were finally approaching Fengxing's apartment door. As Fengxing fumbled with his jingling keys trying to unlock it, Muqing snaked his arms around his middle from behind. He pressed flush against him, burying his face into the nape of his neck.
Hurry up, Muqing breathed. I'm getting impatient.
Fengxing let out a staggered breath, body trembling slightly within his hold. He managed to turn the key in the lock, opening the door. Muqing didn't wait. He unwrapped his arms from around him and grabbed his wrist to pull him through the doorway, letting the door shut behind them. He quickly turned the lock and dropped his bag to the floor before pushing Fengxing up against the door to kiss him. He pushed in roughly, dipping his tongue into Fengxing's gasping mouth. Fengxing clenched at Muqing's sleeves, tugging at the fabric. It was satisfying, finally having him all to himself in private. He was free to touch him however he pleased. Nobody could interrupt them now.
Where's your bedroom?
Muqing said, nipping once at his bottom lip.
Fuck, Fengxing cursed. It's over that way, down the hall.
Muqing pulled him away from the door to move toward the hallway. They kicked off their shoes as they went. As soon as they entered, Muqing pushed Fengxing onto the bed in the corner of the room. A questioning look crossed his face, but Muqing didn't give him a chance to ask anything before climbing into his lap. Fengxing inhaled sharply.
So, Fengxing said, you finally have me here. What are these so-called plans of yours?
Muqing played with the short strands of hair at the nape of his neck. His gaze flitted between his eyes and lips as he started leaning in.
You'll see.
He captured his lips again, slowly tipping him back against the mattress in the process. His knee found its way between Fengxing's legs, digging into the plush material. As he kissed him, he rolled his hips down once, achingly slow. It forced a gasp out of Fengxing, and he rolled his hips up to chase the feeling. But that just wouldn't do. Muqing was supposed to be in control. He grabbed his hips and pushed his weight onto them, demonstrating just that.
Muqing,
Fengxing said. It was nearly a whine.
Stop. Let me touch you.
He was squirming under his hold, and it made Muqing smirk, gripping harder.
You don't really want me to stop, do you? Why do you sound so breathless? You're obviously into it.
Into it? Aha, in your dreams. Why don't you just let me?
Fengxing slid a hand up Muqing's thigh, reaching around to brush the ends of his ponytail. Tangling his fingers in it, he tugged a bit. And Muqing wanted so badly to fall into that feeling, let him take. But this wasn't about him. Right now, this was about making Fengxing fall apart underneath him. Muqing reached around to grab each of Fengxing's wandering hands. He brought them to each side of his head, gripping firmly around his wrists. Shifting his body slightly forward, he clenched his knees around Fangxing's thigh to keep him in place. Like this, Muqing was able to take his time dragging his gaze over his neck, his shirt collar exposing the dip of his collarbone. Fangxing's eyes were on him as he leaned down to brush his lips along the exposed area. He shivered as Muqing parted his lips and sucked on the skin.
"Shit, Muqing,"
Fangxing mumbled. When Muqing was satisfied with the small red mark he'd left behind, he traveled further up to mark his neck. Fangxing started struggling to free his hands.
"Are you just going to make me stay still like this?"
Muqing paused, turning to whisper into his ear.
"What? Do you want to get away or something?"
He subtly tightened his grip around his wrists, pressing down. He kept his lips hovering close, but did not kiss him. Fangxing inhaled sharply. He tried to push up against Muqing, but it was a useless attempt against his strong hold. There was a small space kept between their bodies, preventing contact.
"Admit it, Fangxing," Muqing said. "You like this. You like being held down under me, helpless, unable to move. There's a chance you find it hot how easily I can hold you down."
"I won't admit to something that isn't true,"
Fangxing responded, still struggling.
"Then I guess you won't be going anywhere."
"Muqing, seriously?
Do I look like I'm joking?"
Muqing said, eyes boring into Fangxing's. He leaned in close, leaving only a few inches between their faces.
"Why don't you beg me to let you go?"
Muqing half expected his words to be met with a scoff or a laugh, but Fangxing only let out a choked moan in response. He turned his face to the side, cheeks tinged pink. It didn't seem like he intended to display such a reaction.
"You'll get tired at some point,"
Fangxing said.
"You can't hold me down forever."
"Are you so sure of that? You're not the only one with strong arm muscles here."
Fangxing turned his face to look up at him again, cocking an eyebrow and smirking.
"You noticed my muscles?"
Muqing felt his face heat up. It was so in Fangxing's nature to try turning things around in his favor. But he was determined not to let that happen. Not now that he had Fangxing in such a position.
"That's not the point,"
Muqing said. He pressed his knee slightly forward, nudging into the space between his thighs. Fangxing gasped at the contact.
"Point is, I'm perfectly capable of holding you down. Now, is there something you want from me?"
"There's nothing,"
Fangxing huffed, trying to twist his wrists out of his grip.
"I could get out of this if I wanted to."
"Then why don't you?"
Fangxing opened his mouth and then closed it. He didn't seem to have an answer prepared. Muqing grinned darkly.
"I get it. You can't. Or maybe you don't want to."
He leaned in to sigh along his jaw, flicking his tongue teasingly against the skin. Fangxing's body started to lurch forward, but Muqing held him down securely against the mattress.
"The things I want to do to you, Fangxing,"
Muqing mumbled.
"Would you like to know?"
Fangxing only let out a shaky breath. Muqing laughed, low and gravelly.
"I'll take that as a yes." "Well, what I want is you just like this, hands tied, held down while I touch you, mess you up, fuck you slowly. Sound interesting?"
After hesitating for a few seconds, Fangxing nodded.
"I could suck you off. It would be fun to hear what kind of noises you make. You know, besides arguing with me constantly. We could see how pretty you sound."
"Muqing,"
Fangxing groaned. His voice sounded strained.
"Yes, do you need something?"
He moved to speak into his ear this time.
"Why don't you tell me?"
His hands were trembling, body slowly going slack beneath him. It made Muqing grin.
"Please,"
Fangxing said.
"Please what?"
"Please, touch me. Fuck me, kiss me, God, anything."
"Is that what you want?"
Muqing hummed into his ear. He brought his knee forward with more purpose. Fengxing shuddered when it pressed against his cock, a moan slipping out.
Well, since you asked so nicely, we can make that happen. Mooching, fuck.
He started a steady pace of rocking his thigh forward. He still had Fengxing's wrists pinned securely above his head. Parting his lips, he started sucking marks onto his neck. The added sensation seemed to daze Fengxing even more. It was not a position he was used to. Mooching didn't have much experience, but he was usually the one receiving pleasure. He was more familiar with being on the bottom. But something about Fengxing made him want to try something new, made him want to have him at his mercy. Being on top felt good. It felt powerful hovering over Fengxing, forcing gasps from his lips as he drove his thigh forward. And Fengxing squirmed beneath him all the while, trying desperately to free his hands. But Mooching knew he didn't want to get away. He was very into what was happening. There was no doubt about it with the way his eyes were glazed over, face colored a rosy hue. Now all Mooching wanted was to hear it voiced from the man himself.
Do you like me on top of you? Mooching said. You into me pinning you?
Even in his dazed state, Fengxing managed to shake his head.
No, he said defiantly. I think you're more into this than I am. Oh, but the way you're reacting says otherwise. Why is your face so red? Why haven't you asked me to stop?
Because you're so sensitive, I wouldn't want to hurt your precious feelings.
Fengxing spoke in an overly sarcastic tone, turning his head. It made Mooching laugh. He was being so ridiculously stubborn. He halted the movement of his leg between Fengxing's parted ones. Tightening his grip around his wrists, he cocked his head to one side and narrowed his eyes down at him.
Be good, Fengxing. You're not going to be able to come unless you beg for it.
Something frantic flickered in Fengxing's eyes, and Mooching knew he had chosen his words correctly. They affected him in the way he knew they would. It would surely push him over that last hurdle. As if to confirm his expectations, Fengxing let out a quivering breath. He didn't look at Mooching when he spoke, avoiding his intense gaze.
I like it.
What do you like?
You on me.
I'm hearing you. Keep going, and...
Mooching rearranged Fengxing's wrists to hold them down with only one hand. He trailed a finger along his jaw, hooking it under his chin to tilt it higher.
Look at me when you're speaking.
Fengxing's eyes darted to his immediately. He averted them a few times before ultimately settling on his lips.
Need you to touch me,
Fengxing mumbled.
Please, I like you, Mooching, a lot, and I've thought about you fucking me, making me come.
Yeah,
Mooching said.
You want something like that from me? I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you beg for it, actually.
Fengxing sucked in his lower lip, and Mooching's eyes tracked the movement. After a long pause, he spoke again.
Please, fuck me, Mooching.
And how would you like that to go? How do you want me to fuck you?
I don't care. Just please. I want you to make me come. Need it so much.
You want me to decide how this will go?
Mooching said, thoughtfully. Fengxing nodded.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's what gets me off most.
What gets you off?
You taking control.
I thought as much. I love a good confirmation, though.
Mooching said, his voice a purr. He leaned down to speak into his ear.
Here's how this will go. You will stay like this, and I'll keep using my leg, since you seem to enjoy it so much. Just go ahead and lose yourself under me, Fengxing.
Splaying his hand against the mattress, he slowly prodded his leg forward a few times. It dragged the sounds Mooching craved from his throat. No matter how much he squirmed underneath him, he did not speed up his movements. He wanted to take this nice and slow, make Fengxing even more desperate. Once they settled into a steady rhythm, Fangxin started moaning Muqing's name upon each roll forward.
Maybe we should change things up,
Muqing said after a while, intrigued by the reaction. He withdrew his knee, and Fangxin let out a whine. Muqing's brows rose.
What? I thought you wanted me to take control. Quiet down.
Fangxin did quiet down. It satisfied Muqing, his obedience being an unfamiliar behavior, but it was very much welcomed. He could get used to this version of Fangxin. He finally released his hold from around his wrists, but when Fangxin started to lower his arms down to his sides, Muqing clicked his tongue in dismay, looking at him sternly.
No, he said. Keep your hands above your head. Hold onto a pillow, grip the sheets or something. No touching. You're letting me do what I want tonight. Just relax, and I'll get you there.
He leaned forward to hover over his body, lips tugging up into a smirk.
If you don't listen, you don't get to come.
Fangxin's throat bobbed as he swallowed hard. Wordlessly, he slid his hands around each side of the silky pillowcase.
Good,
Muqing praised, and even the word by itself seemed to affect Fangxin, who shivered in response. Interesting. Muqing filed away the information for future reference. Muqing curled his fingers around the hem of Fangxin's shirt, dragging it higher until it exposed him from the chest down. Dipping down to press his lips to his chest, he started slowly dragging them down his body. He took his time leaving kisses, some less gentle than others. He pulled away to check there were, indeed, several red marks left behind. Humming in satisfaction upon the sight, he continued his downward venture. He tugged at his belt, eyes flitting to Fangxin's face.
I'm gonna take these off, he said. Are you good with that?
Fangxin nodded.
Good. So good with that.
With deft fingers, he unclasped the buckle and slid it out of the loops before dropping it to the floor. It landed with a thump onto the carpet. Moving on, he unbuttoned and unzipped his pants. Sliding one hand under his ass, he heaved his body high enough to tug the fabric down with his other hand. Fangxin's gasp at the rough treatment didn't go unnoticed.
Yeah, I think I have an idea of what you like.
Muqing laughed, having now pulled his pants completely off. He dropped them to join the belt on the floor. Fangxin scoffed, as if offended.
What's that supposed to mean? Look at you. Every time I push you around, you practically melt.
Demonstrating his point, he gripped his bare hips, shoving them down and digging his thumbs into the skin. Fangxin's eyes widened as he let out a moan.
See what I mean? Muqing said.
He leaned down to press his lips to the juncture of his hip and thigh. Dragging them down slowly, he let his teeth graze the skin. Fangxin was trembling noticeably. A grin spread across Muqing's face.
God, you're so pliant. So fucking good for me. You want to obey. You want me so bad, huh? You're so...
Fangxin mumbled. Muqing skimmed his hand up along Fangxin's thigh, wrapping a hand around his hard cock. Fangxin grunted at the sudden contact.
What? Overwhelming?
He started slowly pumping his cock, noting the way Fangxin's face contorted with pleasure. His eyes were screwed shut, lips parted as ragged breaths left them.
You're...
Fangxin mumbled.
You're a broken record,
Muqing said. Fangxin's eyes flew open. He looked like he wanted to snap back, but Muqing squeezed his hand around him, causing his head to fall back with a groan.
That's right. Just sit back and relax.
Skimming his lips across his stomach, he dipped lower to press them to the side of his cock. His hips jerked up slightly. Muqing's eyebrows furrowed as he gripped them and pushed him back down onto the mattress. He shot a glare up at him.
Didn't I say not to move?
Muqing said.
Well, you didn't say those words exactly,
Fangxin said, and it made Muqing sigh in exasperation.
Well, don't.
He took his time grazing his lips along the side, kissing and sucking lightly. Then he parted his lips to wrap them around the tip. Fixing his eyes on Fong Xing's face, he took him inch by inch, stopping just short of his throat. Fong Xing's mouth fell open wider and wider, his fingers clenching noticeably around the pillow. Mu Qing bobbed his head back and forth, humming around him. The vibrations seemed to affect him further, his moans becoming louder and more unrestrained. It was satisfying to see Fong Xing coming undone from his warm mouth and tight grip on his hips. The sounds he was letting out made Mu Qing work faster, mercilessly, taking him as deep as he could without choking. It was only a matter of time before Fong Xing's form was trembling uncontrollably. His breaths were ragged, stuttering each time Mu Qing sank down.
Mu Qing, he said in a shaky voice.
Mu Qing hummed around him, eyes fluttering open to look up at him.
Please. Oh, he's begging now, is he?
Mu Qing thought.
Please, it's so much. I'm about to... You can pull off or something.
Mu Qing only gripped his hips tighter, pulling him closer and taking his cock deep. He swallowed around him, and Fong Xing moaned loudly as he came. Mu Qing swallowed as much as he could before pulling off to wipe his mouth with the back of his hand. He sat there panting for a few minutes. His pants felt incredibly tight on him, and he realized how turned on he'd become from the whole thing. He wanted to touch himself, or be touched. It didn't matter which one. Before he could make a decision, his hips were being grabbed. His body was maneuvered around, and he tipped forward with his face pressing into the sheets and ass up in the air. His hands splayed on either side of his head. A larger body hovered over his back, and a deep voice whispered into his ear.
It was so cute, you thinking you could hold me down. Let's see how you fare in this position while I show you what these muscles can do.
The bed creaked as Fong Xing sat back once again. Mu Qing didn't know how to respond to that, and he didn't have a chance to come up with one since Fong Xing had snaked a hand around to palm him through his pants. Mu Qing gasped, body jerking, but he couldn't get away since there was such a strong hold on his hip.
The hell do you think you're...
Mu Qing started, sentence breaking off into a moan.
Hush, Fong Xing said. You're not in control anymore. Luckily for you, I don't care about making you beg. I'll make you come without all the games. I just want to hear more of those pretty noises.
He quickly moved on from rubbing through the fabric, slipping his hand inside the waistband of his underwear. Deft fingers wrapped around the base of his cock, and Mu Qing bit back a whine. He chewed on his lower lip as Fong Xing dragged his hand up and down. It felt good. It felt so good. He had been hard and straining for so long, and Fong Xing was finally touching him. Turning his face into the mattress, he let out a low, muffled moan. He thought it might be enough to hide the noise, but it was as if Fong Xing expected it. He hummed, squeezing around him a few times.
God, that's hot, Fong Xing said. You sound so fucking hot, Mu Qing.
Mu Qing felt his cock twitch at his words. His body and voice was set on betraying him tonight, it seemed. Another strange sound had just escaped him.
It's such a shame that you're trying so hard to hide those sounds. I love hearing how good you're feeling. It turns me on too, you know.
This piqued Mu Qing's interest. He tilted his head slightly to speak, cheek pressing into the mattress.
Yeah? Why don't you prove it?
Fong Xing barked out a laugh. Mu Qing shifted to rest his chin on his forearms, trying to look back, wanting to shoot a glare at him. Fong Xing suddenly pressed his pelvis flush against his ass, and then he felt it. Something hard was nudging into the crease of his ass. Fong Xing was still very much naked from the waist down, while Mu Qing was wearing his pants. It didn't deter his face from burning hot, his breaths turning more ragged. The hand continued stroking languidly along his cock.
Does this convince you?
Fong Xing said smugly. He rocked forward a few times and, oh, the feeling made his body tremble. his parted knees dug into the mattress. If it wasn't for Fengxing's free hand holding onto his hip, he was sure he wouldn't be able to support himself. The sensations overtook Muqing, and he moaned at each graze of Fengxing's cock against his ass. Each stroke along his own cock had him gasping. The whole thing overwhelmed his senses, quickly bringing him closer to his release. It wasn't long before he was coming, with Fengxing's hand working him through it. Even after he had come down from it, head buzzing pleasantly, Fengxing continued rutting into him, and soon enough, a deep moan escaped him as his hips stuttered to a halt, pressed flush against Muqing. Several seconds passed before Fengxing relinquished his hold on Muqing's hip, removing his other hand from his pants. He laid down beside Muqing, flinging an arm over his waist and pulling him close. They were pressed chest to back. Fengxing sighed against his ear, and the proximity made a blush bloom across Muqing's face.
"Why are you so cuddly?"
Muqing mumbled, but there was no bite to his tone.
"You smell good,"
Fengxing said. He pushed his face into the crook of his neck to inhale deeply. Muqing grumbled something about Fengxing being insatiable and difficult to deal with, and it caused Fengxing to laugh. His chest rumbled against his back, arms squeezing tighter around him.
"So cute," Fengxing said. "Shut up," Muqing huffed, rolling his eyes.
But of course, Fengxing didn't shut up, and Muqing didn't stop listening with rapt attention as he started rambling on about the video game he was currently playing. He didn't really care about what Fengxing was saying, but he would deal with it if it meant he could quietly bask in the feeling of Fengxing's arms around his waist and allow the smell of his cologne to cloud his senses. Fengxing was overwhelmingly obnoxious, but unfortunately, it was Muqing's favorite part about him. The end.